You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from World of Dance, Mr. Derek Huff. How are you, man?
What's up, man? Good, very good.
So we were just hanging in New York. Good to see you, brother. You're all over the place. That was fun, right?
It was fun. Morning shows are always interesting to perform on.
Well, that's what I was just going to mention. Yeah. Derek had about five dancers with him and did an amazing performance. But I was thinking, man, this is early, and especially being on West Coast time,
you had
to like really get up even earlier to get yourself all ready, right?
Yeah, just like all adrenaline. I mean, we were there at 4:30 in the morning. We did like a little rehearsal, you know, the floor is small. But, you know, I was happy with
right,
that.
Right, the floor is small? That's another thing? Because New York studios,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dancing on your, like, in place. But it was a lot of fun, man. It was great. And I was really excited to finally get it out there and announce the solo tour. And it was good times. Good times.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You're kicking off this huge solo dance tour, and this one involves a lot of live music as well. You're going to be singing on it, correct?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it is primarily a dance show for sure. I'm going to have dancers and that's going to be the focus. But for me, I've been a part of a lot of tours, a lot of shows. And one thing that I've really missed is the live music element. Of having that live percussion, you know, feeling that kick drum like in your chest when you're sitting in the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? To really have that. So it's like having the instruments and the musicians infused with the dancers.
Yeah.
So it's really a fully live show.
Wow. How many people are you bringing on the road with you?
I don't know just yet, but it'll be probably around 12 people because, you know, we'll have a band and we'll have the dancers as well. So It's gonna be amazing, man. I can't wait for it. It's gonna be exciting.
60 dates on the tour, so that's a serious commitment and grind right there. Clearly, you're in great shape, and this is a physically demanding show, obviously. So how do you keep the energy up? How do you approach something like this to not get hurt? Because if you get hurt, then that's it, right?
Absolutely. Well, recovery is so important. I talk about this a lot, but in one of my riders for all these venues is ice bath.
It's key, right? The inflammation.
There's no like M&Ms or foods. It's like, no, I just need a tub of ice. That's all I need.
Are you a fan of cryo?
100%.
Right?
Cryo, anything cold. Cold therapy is the best thing for
My sister has a business in that.
It's incredible. The best.
It really is, isn't it?
People ask me like, well, what's your secret? What's your key? What's your best advice? I'm like, ice. Like, that's it. Donald Driver, you know, he had such a long, long career in football. And I asked him too. So what's your secret? He said, ice bath, man. Ice.
Look at that.
That's it. Inflammation, circulation, the recovery time is like tenfold. If I miss a night after a show, the next morning I can barely walk.
Wow.
If I do it, I literally have brand new legs. It's incredible.
That's a solid endorsement right there.
Yeah.
Shout out Athletic Room if you're in Houston, by the way. Marisa Lopez's spot, my sister. That's great. Good to hear that.
Yes.
I'm going to send this to her.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the show you're working on for a second, World of Dance.
Yes.
By the way, ironically, my sister and all my nieces love it, and they keep asking me, that's why I asked you in New York, when are they going to tape? And you guys already taped them all. They were devastated that I told them that. But next season.
October. We start filming.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. All right. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah.
So are you happy with the level of competition so far? Because it is just incredible.
Man, you know what's funny? When you're promoting a new season, you know, you kind of go like, it's bigger and better than ever.
Right.
You kind of, you know. But
you really mean it.
Really mean it. Like, really mean it. I mean, the look, the feel, the dynamics of the show are just so incredible. But also the talent. I mean, we have world champion salsa couple on the floor.
Wow.
So this isn't just like, this level is high level. And all ages and the kids. I mean, there's some kids there.
Some of the kids are unbelievable.
Like, you look like you were born like a week ago. And you're insane. It's really amazing. And it's funny, I've never really watched myself watch something before, like react, but I'm like, man, what faces am I pulling? Like, I can't help myself. I can't help but get passionate and excited for these dancers on the floor.
Well, you can appreciate
it. So inspiring too, you know, it's amazing.
Are there any clear favorites yet? Is it too early to tell?
There's definitely some people who've come out of the gate really, really strong. I mean, The Lab, who they came back from season one, bigger, you know, better than ever. Michael Demeski is incredible. Karen and Ricardo, the salsa champions. Mm-hmm. The Fabulous Sisters. There's this group from. They're just amazing.
Right.
So in sync. Man, it's tough. It's hard to know, man. Like,
That's just it. As a judge, do you look at more of the original choreography, the execution, combo, both,
all of it? In fact, that's what I love about the show is that we have the scoring system. Where we don't just pick a number out of thin air. You know, we actually have a pad, and
so
it's actually divided, and it says like creativity. It could be from transitions to creativity to choreography to execution to cleanliness to being in sync with one another. So even if I'm watching a performance and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's incredible, I'm lost, it's amazing, and I go back to the scoreboard or to the scoring pad,
yeah,
and I go, you know what? Now that I think about it, though, it wasn't as clean as it could have been.
Yeah.
So and then you get a more of an honest score, I feel like.
It's
so.
Getting meticulous
yeah,
at that point right
great.
There. And you've got an online class, too, where you can teach the classes or the shows. Let me get that clean. You've got an online class where you can teach the dances from the show, right?
Yeah.
How have you found that as far as being able to learn from the internet?
Well, one thing I think has been fantastic about technology now, I think there's nothing quite like being in the classroom, of course. But I think that what's so great about having an online class is that it's accessible to anybody.
Right.
And also to people who might be a little bit, you know, shy
sure.
to go into a class. They can sort of do it on their own in their own private home and or on their mobile device.
Right.
But what's awesome about it is some people are saying like, you know, well, I don't have the confidence, you know, and I don't have the confidence to dance. And it's like, well, confidence isn't something that you have. It's something that you create.
Correct.
And I think that with this class, it's teaching you cha-cha, jive, contemporary urban dance with Keone Mari from season one.
Oh, wow.
Very intelligent, very smart. But it's going to give you that confidence, you know what I mean, to get better, but also to maybe go take an actual class.
Yeah, and if you learn a little bit of a slower pace, you can,
yeah.
you know, take your time, rewind the whole thing. My daughter is obsessed. She loves learning new dances from her. So do all my nieces. So I know for a fact it does, in fact, work, and they love it.
Yes.
I always wanted to ask you this, but you... And your sister, you guys went to Britain, correct? At a very young age?
Yes.
How old are you guys?
I was about 12 years old.
About 12 years old. Now, dude, weren't you scared? I wasn't even allowed to spend the night over at people's houses.
You know, by the way, it's so funny because going back, I was a scared kid, actually. And I did not like sleeping over at people's homes. I was such a homebody.
And you went to another country.
Yeah. And they would talk about going from one extreme to the next. You
yeah.
know? But you know what it was? I was so busy and I was in the school because, you know, where I went to school before, I got bullied a lot. I got picked on a lot. And then all of a sudden I went to a school in England and they was celebrated
right.
to dance. And I was like, you know, it was rewarded if you were passionate about something and you love something. And for the school that I went to. And so I loved it. I was like, this is great. And I was competing every weekend. I was training every single day. So I had a very clear goal. I had, you know, absolute certainty in what I wanted.
Wow, that and, young, huh? Wow,
yeah, and
that's cool.
It's funny, actually. So even sometimes now, as an adult, I'm kind of like, I recall back to some of those moments of absolute clarity, of having a clear goal. And it was just like a competition, but it just gave me clarity to work towards something.
Sure, discipline,
and
structure, all that.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool, man.
And work ethic and,
yeah.
you know... I actually heard this great thing the other day. It's like self-discipline equals self-love, you know? And
yeah.
I felt like, you know, when you discipline yourself, you're really just loving yourself because it's just giving you, empowering you more and more to do, you know, what's best for you.
So, 100%, 100%. Yeah. So mom and dad weren't reluctant. They said, all right, beat it, kids.
There was, no.
there was a lot of you, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but there was.
Because I was like, maybe they just wanted less of that.
it turned into like, it was like a 3-month experience, like
okay.
like go train.
Like experiment, sure, like a camp.
Yeah, like go,
okay.
this would be awesome for you. And then I just was like, I love it.
Wow.
I don't want to come, like this is great.
Okay.
And my dad definitely tried to, you know, it's like, hey, it's time to come home now. And I'm like, no, man, I'm going to win this world championship in a year. I got to train.
Yeah. How long were you there?
I was there for 10 years.
Dang,
yeah.
that's a life. That's a life
it's
at a, that point. Yeah.
yeah.
That's a,
well, and wow. 12 years old to 22 too. Like
yeah.
that's like.
Yeah.
That's,
your formidable years.
Yeah. So.
That's cool. I just think that's so cool.
Yeah. It's been amazing. I mean, I would come back home for summer and stuff like that, but.
Right.
But I had to say, I attribute a lot of that to my work ethic, to my training, to just
How'd you not end up with an accent either?
Man, I wish I did. It's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? That's because you go over there as a kid yeah. for the majority of your life.
It's actually embarrassing that I don't have an accent. It's embarrassing that I can't.
Can you slip into it?
Not really.
Really?
I think I
go visit New York for 2 days. I got a New York accent.
I think I'm traumatized because when I went to school there, my friends would be like, I'm kind of like, hey, man, how you doing? And, you know, like, don't talk like that, man. Like, don't talk like that. You're
that
terrible.
Was pretty good, though. That wasn't that bad, actually. That wasn't that bad.
So bad. Oh, man.
That's cool. All right. Thanks for sharing that. I just wanted to ask you. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot before I let you go. Quick questions, quick answers. Current song obsession.
Current what?
Song obsession.
Song obsession. You know who I'm really into right now? Zaid Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, Zaid Wolf. He's this new artist, and he's just like just I love his music. It's like big drums, anthemic, like this like anthem music. It's
sure.
Anthemic? Is that
anthemic? Anthemic?
That's a word.
Anthemic? That's a word. That's a word.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I caught myself and I was like, no, I think that's a word.
Yeah.
Anthemic, yeah.
Dance trend that annoys you the most.
Dance trend that annoys you the most. Oh, man. There's a lot of them. Not that it annoys me, but I think it's just because I'm like, wait, I thought that was, no, that's old? Okay, never mind. Right. What's new? Yeah, I feel like an old man sometimes when I
yeah. Or aren't we over that yet?
All the kids doing this.
The
shoot dance.
Yeah, the shoot, right?
Yeah.
But then I'll do it somewhere. I'm like, yeah, this, like, oh no, that's so last week, man.
Dude,
I'm like, shoot.
If my daughter does the floss one more time.
The floss. Yeah.
And she does
the backpack
so
kid thing?
Fast, like the backpack kid, dude. So fast. They try to go faster.
It's crazy, man. You know what though? It's like the equivalent of like the twist. Back in like the 50s or something like that, you know, it's like the twist was in and all the older kids were like, what is this nonsense? And now we're like, what is this nonsense? Yeah. You know,
last show you binge watched?
Last show I binge watched The Staircase.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's on the list right now.
And Wild Country.
I saw Wild Country.
Good.
Right.
Crazy.
Awesome. I was amazed at all the footage they had.
Tons.
Yeah, tons of footage. Like they had a documentary crew following them
Same
around.
Same with The Staircase, by the way. When you watch that, you're like, how? They're having dinner. How?
Yeah. It's like, right.
From the very beginning, like from after the woman died, there was a camera crew.
I'd say,
yeah.
Frasier. No, that's not giving anything away.
I didn't know a woman died.
Yes, you did. It's in the trailer. It's in the trailer.
This dude's the biggest spoiler right
You asked
I don't
me.
Know he has any friends.
First of all.
He spoils
First
everything.
Of all.
Okay, Frasier, just stop.
He's the only
just
one who's ever been tweeted Frasier. At nonstop because he spoils Game of Thrones.
Oh,
secondly,
spoil a scene,
you asked me what The Staircase was about 2 weeks ago, and I told you a woman falls down the stairs and dies, and they determine if someone.
Now I know she falls down the stairs.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You still don't know.
It's
called The Staircase.
Buried underneath the staircase.
It's called The Staircase.
The staircase. Ah, damn it.
By the way, speaking of
I'm sorry, Derek.
No, it's fine. By the way, speaking of Game of Thrones, by the way, I tried, I told my sister, Julianne, I was like, you gotta watch this. You gotta get into this. She's like, no. And then for the longest time.
Why is she reluctant?
I have no idea. I'm like, why? I'm like, relax, first of all.
So
like,
against it.
Like, calm down. But then she watched it, and then she came into me just like with this deadpan face, like, you were right. This is amazing. I'm going to go disappear and down in the TV room for about 3 weeks, and I'll get back to you. Like, you can, she's obsessed.
You
man.
Can never go wrong with that recommendation. You can. It's awesome.
So good.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Wait, I know. Shania Twain.
Good taste.
Yeah, and I just did Lip Sync Battle with her, and I was married her. Well, fake married her.
Right. Surreal moment.
Not my mind, but you know.
Right.
So that was kind of a dream played out, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Late night tour bus snack.
Late night tour bus snack. Cereal with protein, chocolate protein shake in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
First of all, what cereal?
What do I have? It's like... Like Cheerios. That sounds so gross to me right now.
No.
But
because Cheerios are a sugary kind. Even though Cheerios,
it's pretty sugary, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you went Cocoa Pebbles with that, I could get it. That would make sense.
No. I try to do something like it's.
Do you do like a Crispix? Like,
yeah, something
Crispix
healthier.
Crispix, like you know, they're all for relatively healthy
I
for
stay,
cereals.
I stay away from the
Special K is another good one.
Yeah. I try to stay away from the too sugary ones. But,
yeah.
But the key is though the chocolate protein shake in there, mix it in.
Wow.
Mixed with milk or water?
No. Oh, water.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No milk.
What a trip. Oh, look, this is my sister. I have to answer because they're all big fans. Yeah. Marisa.
You got to put it on speaker.
Hey, I'm talking to, I never know who's in the background. So oh. I'm talking to Derek Huff right now. I was just talking about you with it. We're going to bring the girls down to see his show. Yeah, I see. Here, I'll put you on speaker. You can tell him. Say hi to Derek.
Put it near the mic.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You are our absolute favorite.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you, Marisa. We were just talking about you about
my nieces get down. I gotta show
oh, yeah?
them right there. Well, I'll show them a picture.
Let's
yeah,
do
yeah,
it.
Right now. She does
what is happening?
She competes and look at him.
We were in
how old is
questions?
Yaya?
Yaya's 11.
Yo.
She's 11.
Kevin King is her instructor.
She looks fantastic. Like she's got the amazing form.
Yeah,
amazing.
Long legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. Oh. She's obsessed with you and your sister.
She's definitely got to come down to the show and check it out. It's incredible to watch live.
Oh, yeah, they're going on tour, Marisa. He's going to hook us up.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to.
He's going to need to stop by the athletic room.
So excited.
Oh, Marisa. He did a whole, you know what he's a big fan of? And I'm going to send you on the radio. Cryo. He loves Cryo. We did a whole like endorsement.
Really?
Yeah, I told you.
When you're in Houston, you have to come and see us.
I will. Absolutely. I have some shows in Houston. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm going to hook it up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Marisa, I got to go. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Marisa.
That's great.
Hope you use that.
We're both family guys. We love family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
I hope she didn't actually need anything from you because you never got to that.
She probably did. I got
oh, yeah, by the way.
By the way, our dad just got up. Yeah. I think we finished all the ones, right? All the quick questions right there. Well, oh, yeah, last one. Nickname growing up.
Nickname, Heavy D.
Heavy D.
Or Half Pint. And I think that's
because... Don't tell me you were Chubbs.
I was... Huh?
You were Chubbs.
No. I was tiny.
Also, it was like just the polar. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
My dance coach.
It's like when you get a fat guy, your name is Tiny.
Yeah. And I weighed like 30 pounds, you know, all the way up until I was like, I don't know, 15. I was always the run, small kid, so he always called me Heavy D or Half Pint. So yeah, that was my nickname.
Heavy D's a tiny.
Did you get a different nickname when you were in England?
It was just D, I think. They call me D. Wait, no, hold on. What do they call me? Dirk or
Dirk. Yeah, like Dirk Bentley? Well, hey, man, congratulations on everything. Man, look forward to checking out the show onwithmario.com for Derek's tour dates and all the ticket info. And you can follow him on Twitter @DerekHuff. Right on, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.